When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dick.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
It's a Thursday. How you doing today? Brian sitting in for Tim, who is out doing some spooky type thing. Don't know where. I do. Somewhere down on the other side of the Mason-Dixon. So here we are the day after, and all I can say is, well, we probably should just start by, We'll start the way we normally do. ABC and Phil have told you what they want you to know. Now I'm going to tell you what I want you to know. The Red Sox scored seven times. They still lost to Colorado 20-7. And there was a little bit of a skirmish during the game. Don't even know who won the fight. Final score 20-7. Day two of the Patriots training camp underway, at least in the weight room. They're working out already. What else is going on? He says he did it to save our democracy. That's President Biden's reason for leaving the presidential race. Approximately 20% of New Bedford's workforce has a real tough time with the English language. A wannabe Bacon Hill lawmaker wants to hand out jail time for hate speech, just saying it or writing it. Massachusetts families evicted for no apparent reason. Governor Healey is reaching out to you. She wants to give you a place to stay. Our congressmen and women could use a little Ben Gay today after several standing ovations yesterday for Benjamin Netanyahu. An adhesive malfunction seems to be the cause of a broken wind turbine out in the Atlantic, so says General Electric. And get ready. You can bet on it. More after our quote of the day. Monthly Fee RX brings us the quote of the day.
If you're spending less than $20 a month for prescription drugs, great. If not, then our monthly fee RX service might be a good option for you. Check for yourself at monthlyfeerx.com.
And our quote today comes from the guy from Friends, one of the guys from Friends. He says, Friends was an education in intelligent comedic banter, in intelligent vernacular. It was an education in scene study. It was an education in group dynamic. I came out of there with a master's degree in comedy. So says Matt LeBlanc. Whew. As we look at today, it is carousel or merry-go-round day. Mm-hmm. I prefer the term merry-go-round. That's the one I grew up with. Earth Overshoot Day. Didn't even bother to look it up. Earth Overshoot Day. Health and Happiness with Hypnosis Day. We are really getting out there. Health and Happiness with Hypnosis Day. Now, how on earth, got to be careful with Earth Overshoot Day, but really, how does somebody think that that is a realistic thing to commemorate? Everybody should know about. Everybody should give praise to health and happiness. Yeah, that part I get. With hypnosis? Whew. Hire a Veteran Day. Always a good idea. Give the vet a break. National Chili Dog Day. It's been a long time since I had one. But I have to admit, back when I ate hot dogs, a chili dog was really good. Really, really good. National Hot Fudge Sundae Day. Whew. You like a hot fudge sundae? Maybe on a day like today, it's not all that great. But if we go back to the weekend or a couple of days during last week, yeah, hot fudge sundae. Nice cold treat. No pun intended. National Intern Day. National Intern Day. It's also National Refreshment Day. So I guess if you take that hot fudge sundae, you could have a really good time. It is also National Wine and Cheese Day. I would think that would be an international favorite, but National Wine and Cheese Day. It's also Red Shoe Day. I've got my black ones on, sorry. And Thread the Needle Day. Thread the Needle Day. You know, yesterday, we remembered the fact that it was Ulysses S. Grant's Day of Death. Today, a little bit more about Ulysses. Ulysses S. Grant became the very first one of these on this date in 1866. So after the Uncivil War, Lieutenant General Grant was promoted to full general. He became the very first full general. I think we've had several since then, but Ulysses S. Grant was numero uno. 1898, kids learn from the adults. The United States really got busy and seized Puerto Rico from Spain. If you ever think about how and why we can be such a violent society, and I've raised my hand because I've kind of been there too. We learn from what we see, whether it's violence in the streets, violence in the neighborhood, violence in the home, violence abroad. 1961. Once again, kids learn from the adults. President Kennedy emphasized on that particular date in 1961 that any attack on Berlin is an attack on NATO. You ever wonder why we have this thing with NATO? Well, even President Kennedy, so that takes us back to 1961. 1965, the times, they were a-changin'. Bob Dylan played at the Newport Folk Festival, but you know what he did? He went electric for the very first time. Thought he was never going to do that. I think he even stated at one particular time he was a folk guy. He was never going to go electric. But you know what? Do as I say, don't necessarily do what I do. Either way, Dylan was Dylan. Still is Dylan. But, 1965, he went electric. 1978. Do you remember Louisa Joy Brown? Does that name ring a bell? Probably doesn't. It did in 1978. But today, probably not. Louisa Joy Brown became the first human born after conception by in vitro fertilization. Now, you know we've been doing that for almost 50 years now. So why would you remember the very first person? I didn't. And I guess you did not either. Did you get a chance to hear the President of the United States of America?
I believe my record as president, my leadership in the world, my vision for America's future, all merited a second term. But nothing, nothing can come in the way of saving our democracy.
He said it. He got out of the race to save our democracy. Now, full disclosure, I did not see the president's speech live. I saw it, recorded, and I watched. Lasted about 11 minutes. I heard the whole thing, went back, listened a second time, and I'm going to be playing bits and pieces throughout the show today. But as I watched the president, again, I don't know if you did or did not. Maybe you only heard it on the radio. I don't know. But as I listened and as I watched, I had to say to myself, I don't see this guy lasting as president through the November election. Did anybody else get a similar thought? I mean, he was stumbling over words, and, you know, people stumble over words. But it's more pronounced now. His eyes, I mean, yes, he was staring into space. He was looking directly at one teleprompter. But he didn't look like he was there. He looked like he was in Never Never Land. He could have been flapping his wings. I cannot see this president staying as president in the Oval Office through November 5th, never mind January 20th. I could be wrong about that. I'm not really trying to make a bet on it, but I kind of bet you. I don't know if it's part of a grand old plan. I'm just thinking Uncle Joe is definitely moving kind of slow. And he's talking slow. He's got a lisp and a slur. I don't know if he's had any kind of ailment or if that might be a sign of dementia. I don't know. I'm not going to try to pretend like I do. I'm just telling you what I saw watching a couple of times. This guy does not look like he is all there. Your thoughts? 508-996-0500 is how you get onto the program. Brian in today for Tim on WBSM. You scratching your head over that one? Border crossings are lower today than when the previous administration left office. I must have dandruff because I'm just scratching over that one. Oh, but I guess if you're talking about people crossing legally at the border, well, that might be right. But I thought I read somewhere that the numbers were somewhere around 5,000 during the 5,000 apprehended during the Biden administration compared to 2,000 and change during the Trump administration. I don't know. Again, playing with the numbers, the one thing that I've definitely come out, and this isn't anything new, but when you're talking about candidates running for president, you're talking about folks sitting in Congress, you're talking about prime ministers of other countries. These are the best of the best con artists. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's just a con job. Which one do you want to believe? I remember I had the opportunity to shake hands with former President Gerald Ford. And I went up and I shook hands with him. And he was in his 80s at that particular time. And I remember thinking, you know, this handshake isn't all that firm. And I thought maybe I might pull the hand off. But I could just tell looking at him that here he is trying to promote people to go out to vote. And quite frankly, there wasn't a big crowd. He and Charlton Heston were at the same place. And I just thought, you know, here we are. This is a con job because, A, the people that are going to go out to vote, they're out there voting already. They're not going to come to some hangar to hear a has-been president get out there and talk. A has-been president, and at that time, I guess Charlton Heston was the head of Screen Actors and something dealing with the Second Amendment. I'm not sure if it was National Rifle Association or some other group dealing with that, but folks just weren't there. I mean, I was there as a reporter and there were a couple of other reporters there, but you know, there was no crowd there because people understand after a while you're out just trying to get people to do something that they're either already going to do or they don't want to hear you. Gerald Ford, president from 76 to 80. So you got a lot of young people who, let's see, they may have been 8 years old when he was president. And they're going to vote for the first time at 18. Hey, they don't know him. Be that as it may, that is just the way it is, or the way it was way back when. 508-996-0500 is how you get onto the program today. ABC6 Storm Tracker meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen, she's back in town. She's got an update coming up in just a bit, but right now we're going to go over to Studio 6 and 7/8. That's where Phil Devitt is. Phil, good morning.
President Biden speaks for the first time since dropping out. Israel's prime minister addresses Congress, but it's not a full house. And Bob Dylan on the big screen.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden addressed the nation Wednesday for the first time since his decision to drop out of the 2024 election.
It's not about me. It's about you, your families, your futures. It's about we, the people. We can never forget that. And I never have.
While speaking from the Oval Office, the president said the best way forward for the country is to, quote, pass the torch to a new generation. He said now is the time for fresh and younger voices, as he endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee for president. Biden announced on Sunday that he would exit the race. Former President Obama is planning to endorse Harris soon. According to NBC News, the pair have had multiple discussions since she announced her candidacy on Sunday, with Obama fully supporting Harris privately. Obama remains one of the few prominent Democrats who has yet to endorse Harris publicly. Former President Trump is speaking for the first time since Biden ended his campaign. Mark Mayfield with the details.
Speaking at a rally in Charlotte, Trump called Biden the worst president in the history of our country, saying he decided to end his bid for a second term because he was losing so badly. He went on to say the Democratic Party pushed Biden out, something he called undemocratic. Trump also took shots at Vice President Harris, saying she is much worse than Biden and will destroy the country within a year. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling out anti-Israel protesters. During his address to a joint meeting of Congress yesterday, the prime minister said protesters are choosing to stand with rapists and murderers.
I have a message for these protesters. When the tyrants of Tehran, who hang gays from cranes and murder women for not covering their hair, are praising, promoting, and funding you, you have officially become Iran's useful idiots.
His visit to Washington was met with demonstrations around the Capitol grounds that included pro-Palestinian protesters. Dozens of Democrats, meanwhile, boycotted the speech due to the prime minister's handling of the war. And Vice President Harris was also absent as she attended an event in Indianapolis. Cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike is promising to do better after a faulty software update caused a global computer outage last Friday. The outage affected Windows systems across multiple industries, including airlines, banks, and hospitals, and the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles. The company now says it plans to improve software tests moving forward. NORAD says it scrambled fighter jets Wednesday to intercept two Russian and two Chinese bombers off the coast of Alaska. In a statement, NORAD said the Russian and PRC aircraft remained in international airspace and did not enter American or Canadian sovereign airspace. The first trailer for the biographical drama based on Bob Dylan's life is out now. A Complete Unknown is based on the 2015 book Dylan Goes Electric, and it stars Timothy Chalamet as the iconic singer-songwriter. It follows Dylan's life from the early years of his career in New York City to him plugging in his electric guitar at the 1965 Newport Folk Festival. It's out in December. Newport Folk Festival, by the way, still going strong, and it's set for this weekend.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox lost to the Colorado Rockies 20-7 in their series finale at Coors Field. Boston back on the East Coast to host the New York Yankees for a three-game set that begins tomorrow night at Fenway.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Thursday morning. Dense fog advisory in place until 9 o'clock this morning. Visibility down to a quarter of a mile, down even into half a mile in some spots as well. Cloudy skies will prevail, mid-70s this morning with those foggy conditions. This afternoon, slight chance for some showers and mostly cloudy skies, 81. Overnight tonight, clouds decrease, sunny and beautiful for tomorrow. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
So you talked about Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
You know, you brought up the Newport Jazz Fest, Newport Folk Festival. It's this weekend.
Yes, sir.
Today is that date in 1965 when he went electric.
Today.
Today.
So that's what?
60? The 25th.
So we're at 59 years.
59 years, yeah.
How about that? I think for the 60th, they're going to have him back, right?
I wouldn't bet on it.
Right. I saw him a few weeks ago, Bob Dylan.
What was he doing?
He was on tour
with Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. Yeah, and was supposed to be playing with Willie Nelson, but Willie was sick, and so he missed the first several dates of this tour. But there Bob Dylan was on stage at the Xfinity Center in Mansfield.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Willie, too. And Robert Plant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Robert Plant isn't the Led Zeppelin Robert Plant anymore, so I guess I can see that.
Right. It's sort of he's sort of a more kind of relaxed bohemian.
I really can't tell what he is anymore. I mean, yeah. The Honey Drippers. I mean, he is relaxed. Certainly would be a good term. How was he?
He was great. He's teamed up with Alison Krauss for the last several years, so they kind of bounce off each other and kind of do a thing that doesn't sound anything like Zeppelin, but they'll take Zeppelin songs and kind of redress them, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, he's up there. He's older, but he's shuffling around. He's still got the spirit, and he seems happy to be there. Doesn't seem like.
And are the women still going,
I saw a few.
Yeah.
I saw a few.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good luck with that now.
He's got a giant security guard. So.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I guess so.
Hey, once a rock star, always
a rock star. You got that right. Hey, did you hear about the Olympics?
Well, they're happening now, aren't they?
Yes.
Yes.
Not only are they happening, but you and I, here in Massachusetts, can now go and bet on certain, not every sport. If there's a judge, skating wouldn't count in this particular case, but gymnastics would. You can't bet on a gymnastics event. I guess they figure, well, somebody might, you know, get to the judge and hand him a 50 or her a 50 or something like that.
Right.
But swimming?
Okay.
100-yard dash? Those kind of things, you can now bet here in the Commonwealth on those events.
So, you know, not likening the Olympians to animals, but almost like a horse race or something.
Exactly.
In that vein, right?
Yes.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
And you can do it from the comfort of your phone, right?
I don't know that we can do it from the phone right now. I think that's been allowed, but I don't know that the system is quite up for that yet.
Right. I feel like folks here in this, they're still getting used to sports betting, period.
Yeah.
You know? So, and here we are. We get the Olympics every couple of years, and here's a great opportunity to make some dough.
So if you were going to bet, what would you bet on?
Ooh.
I know what I would bet on.
And you're talking about in the Olympics?
In the Olympics.
Well, swimming, you kind of got my ears perked up there.
Well, like if you know it well enough... Mm. I'm not sure that I do, but I the one sport that I do know is basketball, and I would be betting on the USA male and female teams. Females have won, I think, seven Olympics in a row.
Right.
I would be betting on them, or this is going to be their seventh. I would bet on them, and I would bet on the guys. Might be a small win, but it would be a win.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they got to be good. It's the Olympics.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it is the Olympics, but all, you know, like a horse race, if the horse breaks its leg.
Yeah.
You're going to have to shoot it.
Well, right. Exactly. Yep. That's how the Olympics end.
Well.
Right.
Oh, no.
No.
Let's not go back to 1972. Thank you.
Okay.
But yeah. So I would probably do basketball. The sprinting, which I like. The hurdles, I like. You never know. Somebody gets a flat tire and, sprains a knee or an ankle, and they're out of it. So that would be pretty tough to bet on.
That, you know, it is tough to bet on, but that's, I'm just thinking about even separate from betting, that's really why we watch. We don't want to see people hurt, but it's the drama of it all, right? I mean, anything could happen at any time.
Are you going to watch?
I'm going to watch.
How often do you watch? Maybe that's a better question.
You know, not a ton. I'll watch the summer more than the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So,
same.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to plugging in and watching at least a few days of this. And, you know, I always, out of curiosity, I watch the opening ceremony, you know, just to see what's going on, what they do.
Somebody called in yesterday and said Snoop Dogg is going to be carrying the flag. Is that true?
You know, I cannot confirm. We'll get that confirmed for the next news update.
All right.
But I can totally see it. Snoop Dogg seems to be everywhere. He was at WrestleMania this year too.
Really?
Yeah. You know, so he, you know, he just kind of blends in wherever he goes. He's welcome. Snoop is an ambassador for the United States.
You know, I'm listening to this and I'm saying, I remember Snoop Dogg in the 1990s and he wasn't so welcome back then. Now all of a sudden,
hey,
let's put him on the oatmeal box.
Once he became best pals with Martha Stewart, you know, that opened some doors for the guy.
Well, opened up one for her, the prison cell door.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
All right, Phil, thank you much. Nice talking to you again.
My pleasure.
And Brian is in for Tim today. I will also be in for him on Monday. So if we can skip days, that gives us Saturday in between. I'll be in for me. Okay.
Could I think, get high?
Zero 8 9 9 6 0 5 0 0 is how you get on to the program today. I appreciate you holding. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was hoping that I could ask Phil, and I'm sure he can hear. He's not an intern, right?
Phil is not an intern. Phil is a full-time employee.
Right. Because he's very seasoned.
He's seasoned, yes. I use a little paprika. oregano. Phil is definitely seasoned. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, he's
but I think maybe he wants to hear you too. Or thank you also.
Yeah.
Oh, good morning. Yes, I heard my name, so I had to come back to the microphone. Yeah.
So happy Interns Day, I was going to say, but I figured you're too professional. And I figured you were seasoned.
I was an intern somewhere at some point, so I'll take it. You know.
Okay. Well, yeah. I was trying to think of the other intern's name, and for some reason it slipped my mind.
Oh, we've had so many wonderful interns here over the years. It's incredible. We're very, very lucky in that regard. So
yeah,
they've all gone on to do great things.
I wanted to ask you too. There was talk about the Gong Show. They were going to be doing that, I think, at
bringing
that museum.
Back.
Yeah, not on TV. It's like downtown somewhere. It was an article in WBMS. And I was thinking you could do that, Phil. You could be the man on the stage introducing the acts and whatnot because you got the voice for it.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
That's I Dream a Genie.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, that sounded more like I Dream a Genie.
That's when the dancing guy came out there. What was his name?
The Dancing Machine.
Yes.
Mean Gene, the
Dancing Machine.
Yes, yeah. But I haven't heard anything more about it. So I was kind of hoping that, you know, that it's going to follow through, because I think that would be so much fun to go and see people in New Bedford and surrounding towns showing off their talents.
It looks to me that unless I'm incorrect, I'm looking at an article that we posted. That might have already happened in June.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm sure they're going to do another one. So when that happens, maybe I'll see if I can weasel my way up there for you.
Yeah, that would be great. So.
No problem.
So I did see the president last night. It touched my heart. You know, it seemed like it was coming very sincere from a good place. And at the same time, yeah, he looked so pale. He just looked so frail to me, you know. I got the same impression you did. He just looked
tired.
Like, yeah.
Yes, tired, yeah. Worn out. And maybe that has something to do with the COVID. And when you mix it in with the fact that everything else that's going on in his life, no matter how one feels about Joe Biden, whether you like him or don't like him, like the job he's doing, don't like the job he's doing, The fact of the matter is, and he said it last night, he's been doing it for 50 years. That's been his life. Public service, public nuisance, con jobbing. That has been his life for 50 years.
Yeah.
This is a big tear, not only to his psyche, but to his pride. My guess is that is also the reason why he's not sounding good. But that as it may, I heard some things, never mind the slip-ups, but some things that made me say, you throw in the town now, man.
I know.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
I guess that's about it.
Why? Well, yeah, hope so.
One thing about Snoop Dogg, he has the Little League baseball teams. So, he's really done. He likes to support.
Yes, and he used to have his son's Pop Warner football team. He actually bought it way back when, because he went to a practice and saw that they had raggedy outfits, helmets, the whole thing. And he asked if he could coach, and people saw it was Snoop Dogg, and they may have smelled a little weed on him. So he decided, well, hell with these guys, and he just bought the team.
Yeah, no, he's very much into the sports. So but I don't know, doing the torch, some part of that, I don't know.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right. But again, he has been every place, why not get your face out there a little bit more? Hey, thanks much for the call. I do appreciate it.
Oh, well, I appreciate you. Bye bye.
508-996-0500. Hello.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Brian.
Yeah. And when are you working till?
Until
Friday
9.
Friday too?
No, I'm going to do Barry's show tomorrow.
Oh, all right. And who's doing
Paul the morning? Paul is going to be in tomorrow.
He's funny. I like him.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I heard the speech, and then I listened to all the reviews afterwards. And the reviews I heard, they really, really liked it and thought it was very sincere. And I liked it. In fact, it made me cry. I feel bad for him. You know?
Look, I'm sure there are going to be a lot of people shedding tears today, and the words that he stated are certainly going to rally around your heart. But, I'm looking at a guy, he is, you know, if you listen to many of the lines, and I'm going to be playing a few of them today, you know, to get people's opinions of what it is that he actually stated. But I can understand how, you know, it's going to pull at your heartstrings.
Yeah, but at least he's a decent person, I think, and he has way more class than Trump.
That's not saying much.
Well, I am saying that he has way more class than Trump, and at least Trump is still mouthing off about everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I heard him calling Kamala a lunatic on a clip, and he's disgusting.
Yeah, look, I think we've got some problems even with the new potential Democratic candidate out there. But certainly Donald Trump never seems to help himself.
Last night I heard that she might be potentially on Syndicate. She might be potentially picking Shapiro. And they were saying what states that they were going to get. Pennsylvania, Georgia. If they go with Shapiro, they're trying to, the Republicans are over there saying, I don't think they're going to make the Sun Belt, but they'll get Michigan, they'll get Pennsylvania, and they'll get Georgia. And what's that other one?
With one person, Shapiro?
Yeah.
Pennsylvania, I get. How does that reach down to Georgia?
Because she was just down there. Plus, she's going to get the black vote. They said if she was, I listened to Syndicate all night last night. I didn't even sleep yet. So, I mean, I'm telling you what I heard. And also, I heard I was switching the radio back and forth, and I also heard that, like I said, they were complimenting him on the speech. Very intellectual people, too. Hmm. I listen to Publix radio. It's awesome. Anyway, so be it, like you say, and I pray for I pray for him. Okay,
for Joe Biden.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, not Donald Trump.
But the other one, no, I'd spit on him.
Oh boy! All right, thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. I don't recommend spitting on anybody, but be that as it may, I want to thank South Coast Towing for allowing me to download the WBSM app and you for free. It's on my phone, and I can hook it up to the Bluetooth in the vehicle and listen to the station in crystal clear stereo. Or maybe that's two-channel mono. I'm not quite sure, but it sounds great. So thank you, South Coast Towing, for doing that. 508-996-0500. Lots to talk about today. See what I mean?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.